is really a global experience, and I'm very thankful to God that I'm in a position to work with the real, real serious international policy policy people. You know, I've met so many big names in developmental economics. So that should help me as an individual. But of course, since I'm in Zimbabwe and we'll be going back home, I think it will help the work I do at home in my various lives.
Talking about Zimbabwe, what are investors that you are meeting or any officials that you are meeting saying about, say, doing business with Zimbabwe?
I had a group of investors yesterday, and I was actually urging them to put their money back home, but with subject to certain caveats, one of them being that investment in Africa is always long-term. But the bottom line is that Zimbabwe has fallen off the radar completely. People have written us off as a basket case, and there's hardly any interest at all in Zimbabwe. I think people are just tired of our noise and our conflict, stolen elections, violence, predatory politics, and politics of exclusion. This is a far cry from 2 years, 3 years ago when I used to come to this capital in my capacity as finance minister.